John chapter 1, from verse 19 to verse 35, the second of these discourses on the testimony of John the Baptist. Today I want to look at verse 26 and from verse 32. I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. And then verse 32. John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen, and I testify, that this is the Son of God. Once again, we have the historical testimony of the historical Jesus. We get this repeatedly in Scripture. 1 John chapter 1, you get it with Peter in the second letter when he says about we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And here, John the Baptist, I have seen and I testify by the experience of baptizing Jesus in the Jordan, seeing the Spirit descend upon him, I have seen, and I testify. Eyewitness accounts here. And it's all eyewitness and preaching accounts pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me stress that. John's testimony is not about himself. It is about himself, but it's pointing away from himself, not to creed or tradition or to men, but to Christ. To Christ. Not to the law, but to Christ. Not to creed, not to tradition, but Christ. Here John majors on this. I am the Baptist, he says. John is the great baptizer of Scripture, isn't he? No. He is in one sense. But as he himself testifies, verse 26, I baptize with water, but, do not miss the but. These short words, these short conjunctions, these short joining words. This one here, but, words like for, and also. But here, but, I baptize with water. Among you stands one you do not know. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit. But it's the bat, isn't it? Water, the Spirit. I, John Baptist, he, Jesus Christ. God showed me, God told me, God informed me. This is the one. And of all the things that John could pick on, in this particular testimony, the one he picks on is the contrast between his water baptism and Jesus' spiritual baptism. Baptism with the Spirit. Here we have a great issue in the New Testament. Baptism in water, baptism in the Spirit. And what tremendous damage has been done down the centuries by men getting these two mixed up. There is water baptism, and there is Spirit baptism. Water baptism is done by men. I baptize with water, John replied. Spirit baptism is not done by men at all. Jesus Christ is the great spiritual baptizer, baptizing by the Holy Spirit. But as I say, men coalesce these two. They combine these two. They turn them into one, and eventually end up with baptism of regeneration, the sprinkling of infants and all the other nonsense that goes on in this world today. Sprinkling? Nothing to do with it. Baptism is immersion. Sprinkling in water to regenerate? Rubbish. Matthew 3, you'd have to roast them then, because it's not baptizing with water there, but baptizing, as it were, in the Spirit, with fire. Colossians chapter 2, Christ is the great baptizer. The New Testament, the letters I'm thinking of, Paul's letters, Peter's. I put it to you, there's only one exception to this. The baptism in Romans 6, Galatians 3, Colossians 2, 1 Peter 3. The baptism there, in those passages, is all spirit baptism. 1 Corinthians 1 is the only water baptism passage. And Paul plays water baptism down. Not that water baptism is insignificant, but in contrast, and that's the word, but in contrast with spirit baptism, water baptism is effective for nothing. I'm not underplaying. I'm playing down water baptism. But as John does here, I baptize with water. That's right. But Jesus Christ baptizes with the Spirit. Now, this is only a short discourse. I've written books at large on this. Baptist sacramentalism, a warning to Baptists. Infant baptism tested. And in many of my other works, too, I deal with this subject. But he who were baptized with the Spirit is Christ, and Spirit baptism is regeneration. I am not giving all the arguments here. This is a brief discourse. I see here John chapter 3. The Spirit must regenerate a sinner, a dead sinner, to make him live. I see Romans 6, the early part here. Baptized with Christ, rising with Christ. I see this being joined to Christ by faith. As I say, Romans 6, Galatians 3, Colossians 2, 1 Peter 3, the baptism in those passages is spirit baptism. Have you been baptized, my friend? I'm asking first instance, have you been baptized with water while I was sprinkled as a baby? Well, that's no baptism at all. On two grounds, baby and sprinkling. In the New Testament, baptism is always by immersion. And baptism is always of believers, nothing to do with age. So I ask again, have you been water baptized? Sprinkling as a baby does not count. Have you been immersed as an adult? That doesn't count either. Have you been immersed as a believer? Well, that's a great step forward. But the real baptism I'm asking is this, nothing to do with water at all. Have you been regenerated? How do I know? Tell me what you think of Christ. Are you repentant of your sins? Are you turning to Christ? Have you turned to Christ? Do you trust Christ? Do you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you spiritually minded? Are you repentant of your sins? Turning to Christ, trusting him, walking in his way in obedience to his word? No? Then all professions of water baptism count for nothing. You must be born again. John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. God had told me that this is the man. And he said, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who were baptized with the Holy Spirit. I have seen, and I testify, that this is the Son of God. The reason I came baptizing with water, verse 31, is that he might be revealed to Israel. John was a great voice pointing in verbal form and pointing with his hands too. He was a man pointing with his hands, pointing to Christ. Look to Christ. Look to Christ and be saved. And this is what John is doing here. Christ is the great spiritual baptizer. Have you been born again, my friend? How do you know? What do you think of Christ? Let me give you a word of warning from Isaac Watts and close with this hymn. Not all the outward forms of earth, nor rites that God has given, thinking of baptism there, of course, nor will of man, nor blood, nor birth, can raise a soul to heaven. We've already seen that in the earlier part of John, chapter 1, 11 to 13. So how can a man come to Christ? What must happen? The sovereign will of God alone creates us heirs of grace, born in the image of his Son, a new peculiar race. The Spirit, like some heavenly wind, blows on the sons of flesh, creates a new, a heavenly mind, and forms the man afresh. Our quickened souls awake and rise from the long sleep of death. On heavenly things we fix our eyes, and praise employs our breath. Blessed be God, that Jesus is the great baptizer. He baptizes with the Spirit. Unless you're born again, my friend, unless you're born again, you will never see the kingdom. If you're regenerate, you will be converted. And if you're not converted, you will perish. Believer, yes, you did the believing, that's true, you trusted, yes. But before that was this sovereign act of Christ, by his Spirit, he regenerated you. Blessed, blessed be the name of God. Thank God that we have been, by his grace, regenerated. Assist my soul, my heavenly King, thine everlasting love to sing, and joyful spread thy praise abroad, as one through grace that's born of God. No, it was not the will of man. My soul's new heavenly birth began, nor will nor power of flesh and blood that turned my heart from sin to God. Herein let self be all abased, and sovereign love alone confessed. This be my song through all the road, that upborn I am and born of God. Oh, may this love my soul constrain to make returns of love again, that while earth is my abode, may live like one that's born of God. May I thy praises daily show, who hath created all things new, and washed me in a Saviour's blood, to prove that I'm a son of God. And when the appointed hour shall come, that thou wilt call me to my home, joyful I'll pass the chilling flood, and die as one that's born of God. Then shall my soul triumphant rise to its blessed mansion in the skies, and in that glorious, bright abode, sing then as one that's born of God. So wrote Samuel Medley, and so sings my heart. Does your heart sing in such a way, my friend? May it be so, for Christ's sake. Amen.